It is world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today in Los Angeles, a man beat up a Waymo. Not exactly sure why, but he took it to town. Also in Los Angeles, two corpse flowers are blooming at the Huntington Library and Gardens. And they call them corpse flowers because that's what they smell like. You can even watch online. You can watch people wait for the smell. Basically, it's just a live YouTube, and it's ridiculous. In Florida, police couldn't get a person to stop huffing, which makes sense there. In animal stories, the man's okay. He had surgery, but a bison threw a grandpa into the air about 16 feet. It's a crazy story. We have the 420 catch of the day. That is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, Joyce Manor at the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space on July 27th. That's 2 weeks from today. Plus, more tickets for you to get this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What are you, high?
That is new from Cage the Elephant, and it is the Kevin Ryder Show in the afternoon, and we've got People Are Dumb coming up. A man in Hollywood attacking a Waymo. Details on the way on K-Rock. It is summer. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. We have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort coming up in 20 minutes right here. First, let's talk from Los Angeles about People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Well, traffic came to a stop at the busy intersection of Sunset and Edgemont in East Hollywood due to a man vandalizing a Waymo.
How exactly do you vandalize a Waymo? You like tagging it or keying it? What could you possibly be doing to a Waymo?
Take a look at this. Police say they arrived to find a shirtless man on top of a Waymo.
All right, shirtless. Check. Climbing on top of the Waymo. Check. Is he trying to do the thirsty hamster? Because I'd like to know how that went. Asking for a friend.
In the middle of the intersection.
Oh, so the Waymo's not even parked. It's in the middle of traffic. You can't do the thirsty hamster while you're moving.
This is video posted to the Citizen app. The man was seen on the crushed windshield holding a bent windshield wiper while screaming at the sensor on the top of the Waymo.
All right, it's safe to say this is not the thirsty hamster. So the guy doesn't have a shirt, and he has crushed in the windshield of the Waymo, which is not easy to do. I can tell you that firsthand, but I can't tell you why. And then he climbed up on top, and that radar thing that spins around in the top middle of the car, he is pissed at it.
Traffic had to come to a full stop as the Waymo was stopped right in the middle of the street.
Son of a bitch, slowing down traffic so he can assault a Waymo. Take it off the road, dude.
It's still unclear if anyone was in the Waymo when that destruction started.
Oh, man, I didn't even think of that. There's passengers in the back seat while this guy's assaulting the Waymo? How frightening.
Officers arrived on the scene and arrested that man for vandalism.
What was his point?
I guess that he hates Waymos?
I have no idea.
Hates Waymos?
Dude, I don't get it.
I think maybe he hates Waymos.
I don't get it either.
Okay. One of my favorite Linkin Park songs is Kevin Ryder on the world famous K-Rock, and we have more tickets for you to go to Disneyland. 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. Congratulations to Crystal from Garden Grove. Just got that four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to Disney Resort. Your chance to win is on the way on K-Rock. More tickets for you to go to Disneyland. We've got your 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort coming up. So, you know, it's World Cup time. So, Saturday night, Argentina's playing Switzerland in the World Cup. It's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. And since 2008, I've been a fan of FC Barcelona because my daughter started playing on a Barcelona youth team. And so I decided to check out the main team. I fell in love with Lionel Messi, the best player of all time, in my opinion. And so after the U.S., which is clearly my number one choice, if the U.S. goes out, which they did, now it's Argentina. And I have an event to go to at the exact same time, 6 o'clock. So I'm going to record the game, and I'm going to block out spoilers, and I'm going to wait till after my event, and then I'm going to watch the whole game. Blocking out spoilers is getting more and more difficult. And by the way, I don't expect other people to say spoiler alert. People are going to talk about it, especially if it's a live event. It's kind of on me to block out spoilers. So I turn off all of my notifications and my Fox Sports notification, a World Cup notification. Everything is shut down. I don't look at social media. And I'm at the event, and I can't wait to put the game on. But then we decide it's time to go out to dinner, And I still am trying to avoid spoilers. We walk into the restaurant. The game is on one of the TVs. I glance away as fast as I can. We sit down and we order. And four people with Argentina jerseys sits down in the booth next to us. What are the chances of that? Now, at this point, I still don't have any idea what happened in the game, but it's clearly over. I'm dying to find out what happened, but I don't want to hear it from the guys in the booth next to me. So I try to shut them out as much as possible, and nothing was said that would have tipped it one way or the other. So I kind of was successful so far. I've dodged multiple bullets by this point, and I'm just dying to start that game and see what happens. And we get in the car to drive home, and as I look to my right, there's a television electronics store, and it's on the TV there. And I don't see anything that spoils it. But I immediately look away. So that was to my right. I immediately look to my left. This is on Santa Monica Boulevard. And the guy in the passenger seat of the car to my left is holding up his cell phone and he's watching the game on his cell phone. What are the chances that I'm right next to a guy who's in his car watching the World Cup on his phone and I can see it? And I'll be damned if I didn't see that it was 3-1 Argentina, made it for 4 hours without getting a spoiler. And then that son of a bitch in the car with the game on his phone, ruined it. And I went home and watched it anyway and rolled around like a pig in shit. Oh, spoiler alert.
This morning, a grandfather visiting Yellowstone National Park. Campers noticing the lone bison amid the tents and running around the site.
Look out, bison! He didn't. Animal Stories is next on K-Rock.
The bison can then be seen resting momentarily on the grass when the grandfather and his grandson walk into view, stopping to take photos.
Yeah, maybe that isn't the best plan if you see a bison in the wild. Animal Stories is next on K-Rock.
Get your greasy little face up next to the radio because it's time for America's favorite radio program, Animal Stories.
Time for Kevin Ryder's
Animal Stories! All right, this animal story involves a grandfather, and I just want you to know ahead of time, he went to the hospital, he had surgery, he's fine.
This morning, a grandfather visiting Yellowstone National Park, campers noticing the lone bison amid the tents and running around the site.
Look out, bison!
So the woman yells, look out, a bison, and the grandpa and the grandson take some steps closer to it so they can get a good picture of it. And by the way, not on a phone. Grandpa still has a camera. Look those up, kids.
The bison can then be seen resting momentarily on the grass when the grandfather and his grandson walk into view, stopping to take photos.
And that's when they started moving closer to the bison, which is almost as big as a horse.
Mike McLeod, a local park photographer, capturing the attack.
Just as the minute that the bison stood up, the grandfather's like, we're out of here.
Now, what do you do if you see a bison? I always get confused. Do you run? Do you stop and make yourself big like you do with a bear? I don't know the rules on bisonry, if that's what you call it.
The bison begins to charge the fleeing pair.
Yeah, they turned and ran as fast as they could.
His grandfather attempting to hide among the trees.
Yeah, I think the bison is going to be able to tell the difference between you and a tree, Grandpa.
But the bison in hot pursuit, eventually tossing the helpless visitor 8 feet in the air.
That bison lowered his head, picked up Grandpa, and threw him. It has to be more than 8 feet. It has to be 12 to 15 feet in the air. He looks like a rag doll.
The bison was pumping his legs and pumping his head and exhibiting very aggressive behavior.
I mean, I may not know that right offhand, but if I'm going to a national park where there are bison, I don't know, perhaps look it up before you go.
McLeod, trying to distract the bison by yelling and jumping up and down, putting down his camera to rush and assist the injured man.
He was in a lot of pain and he was trying to not move his leg, but his immediate concern was for his grandson.
So this guy went over to check on the grandson.
McLeod telling us the grandson was shaken but doing okay. Experts say summer can be a dangerous time of year to be around male bison.
All right, an important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
So we're at the peak of what's called the bison rut. And this is where the males are just raging in hormones.
These are animals almost the size of a horse, raging in hormones.
Because they're fighting for territories and they're fighting for females.
I've always said, never get in between a bison and a female bison. So how are you supposed to respond if you see a bison in the wild?
The key thing to do is to move away slowly. Do not run. Do not make any fast types of movements.
This grandpa did exactly the opposite of that and turned and ran.
Stalked, then thrown into the air by a massive bison.
What about the butt?
There's no word on that, but he went to the hospital and he had some surgery and he was fine. Thank God we don't have bison in Southern California. Unless you go to Catalina and then you see one, don't run. And perhaps cover your butt just to be safe. You know my motto, always cover the butthole. It's K-Rock, it's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
So we got 3 things at 4 coming up. We got to talk about the biggest story of the weekend. The tourist who was launched 8 feet in the air by a bison in Yellowstone. Freaking cartoon.
Maybe the best thing of the weekend. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon, the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with 3 things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number one, and I guess, yes, I will preface by saying the guy is okay, but a 65-year-old tourist at Yellowstone National Park was launched 8 feet in the air by a bison. Here's the story.
All right, so we're in Yellowstone National Park. The viral video, unfortunately, has no audio, probably because you would hear the blood-curdling screams of someone getting thrown to the goddamn moon. But you can see he's just kind of minding his business and these two walking around in the background until the buffalo decides to take things up a notch. Now, what you're seeing here, they're basically playing tag. You know when, like, your older brother's chasing you around the house when you're a little kid and you go around the table so you're on the opposite side, so whichever way he goes you just go the opposite way? That's what's going on here. Like, round and round we go here, like duck duck goose, until he tries to make a move right through this slit and that's it, he's cooked. Ready? Yeet! See you later, pal. Holy shit. Good thing you got your suspenders on, though. Now listen, this is yet again another good lesson for the whites. You do not mess with animals that are like 80,000 pounds. You don't go running with the bulls. You don't swim with sharks. And apparently you don't even go to Yellowstone Park and get within like 100 feet of a buffalo or they're going to send you into orbit.
Funniest video of the weekend, though.
I think it's the funniest video I've seen. The guy literally looked like a real-life cartoon, and he was wearing suspenders, like he said. It was unbelievable. Okay, number two. A family checking into an Airbnb in San Diego was stunned to discover a photo on the wall showing themselves playing at the beach.
What?
Here is their audio.
Okay, guys. The weirdest thing happened. We get to our Airbnb in San Diego.
Unsettling.
And we're like
random Airbnb,
looking through it, no connections to it. We're looking at this picture, and my dad is like, "This looks like me." And I'm like, "Oh, Dad, what? No, this is my dad. That's my sister, Libby, when she was 10 years ago.
What?
And that's Brady, my brother, 10 years ago. He is lit. They're literally in the Airbnb picture.
We have those swimsuits. We are literally in this picture."
It's the craziest thing.
We are
so
on our Airbnb wall.
There's no rhyme or reason for this.
What the hell?
It's just, this is even more, you know, proof that we are living in a simulation at this point.
Wow.
And number three, a proposed data center near LAX has been withdrawn after hours of public comment at a community meeting in El Segundo. Here's more on that.
We're not going to be moving forward with the data center.
Residents successfully shut down the plan to build a 5-story data center near LAX. The center would have replaced the Hyatt Place Hotel on Nash Street. But after hours of public comment, the community convinced the developer to back out.
They've made their voice very present here, and my intention isn't to put anybody through any mental or physical harm. And I just want to save everybody the rest of the night. We're going to be withdrawing the application.
El Segundo is the latest to push back on data centers over concerns of noise pollution, power needs, water use, and environmental issues.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well done.
I just want to thank everybody who showed up to that meeting. That's incredible. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a song called Closer by the Linda Lindas. It features guest vocals from Paramore's Hayley Williams. It's from their Gotta Get Out album, which comes out August 28th. After recording this last fall, the whole group went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios together. Sounds kind of fun. The band members say the song is about feeling like you're losing control of time and watching yourself grow older from afar. An anthem about staying present as life moves fast. It's called Closer. It is the Linda Lindas with Haley Williams, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Closer by the Linda Lindas and Haley, Haley Williams. And that is from their new album that's coming out August 28th. That is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock.
This morning, a grandfather visiting Yellowstone National Park, campers noticing the lone bison amid the tents and running around the site.
Oh my God.
Look out, bison! You don't hear that every day.
Oh, hell no. That's terrifying.
This is terrifying indeed. This is a grandfather and his grandson, and they're wandering around looking for bison so that they can take pictures of it. And they found bison.
They sure did.
It turns out.
The bison can then be seen resting momentarily on the grass when the grandfather and his grandson walk into view, stopping to take photos.
I think I'm going to find some place to hide behind.
Yeah, but the thing is, they were so far away.
Were they?
They really were. And then the bison was like laying down, and it didn't seem like it was going to be that big of a deal.
See, that's what you know.
Yeah, well.
Mike McLeod, a local park photographer, capturing the attack.
Just as the minute that the bison stood up, the grandfather's like, we're out of here.
The bison begins to charge the fleeing pair.
So what do you do when you see a bison? Like, I don't remember any of the rules. Like, when there's a bear, I don't even remember. Are you big? Are you small?
I think so.
Do you run? Do you stand? Do you drop to the ground? How do you do it with a bison? Yeah, they turned and ran as fast as they could.
His grandfather attempting to hide among the trees, but the bison in hot pursuit, eventually tossing the helpless visitor 8 feet in the air.
I got to be honest. 8 feet's a little under... It's an underguess.
Yeah, like it looked like more.
It was 12 feet to 15. I mean, it's cartoonish.
It is.
Grandpa had surgery and is fine.
Yes, he's okay.
But the hilarity of the video is worth looking up.
It 100% is. And he's wearing suspenders, which is just a bonus.
And he flips in the air like he's just a toy rag doll.
Yeah.
The bison was pumping his legs and pumping his head and exhibiting very aggressive behavior.
I don't love that.
Nope.
I'm not trying to take a picture of that.
McLeod, trying to distract the bison by yelling and jumping up and down, putting down his camera to rush and assist the injured man.
He was in a lot of pain and he was trying to not move his leg, but his immediate concern was for his grandson.
McLeod telling us the grandson was shaken but doing okay. Experts say summer can be a dangerous time of year to be around male bison.
So we're at the peak of what's called the bison rut. And this is where the males are just raging in hormones.
Oh, no.
Because they're fighting for territories and they're fighting for females.
Oh,
the key thing to do is to move away slowly. Do not run. Do not make any fast types of movements.
All right.
So now we know.
Back away slowly. Nothing fast.
Okay.
Don't turn and run.
None of the chase the tag games that they were playing.
Right. Exactly. So we are going to, again today, do the topic of wild animals. You had a wild animal encounter. It can be anything from a raccoon to a bear to a mountain lion we have in Southern California.
Yep.
Bison are on Catalina, I believe.
Coyotes. I've had many a run in with coyotes when
The other night I was sitting watching TV and I heard, I don't know, 30 of them.
God, that freaks me out.
Went crazy. And by the time I got my phone up to record it, it almost was over.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and I feel
man.
Like it's when they're like, when they've caught something,
that's
and they're eating
I
something
thought.
And then they
that's
start going howling
sounded
crazy.
Like.
Yeah,
yes.
It's scary.
So you're running with wild animals. 800-520-1067 is the phone number.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on July 27th.
Your run-ins with wild animals. 800-520-1067. Wild animal encounters on K-Rock.
951 says, a possum took to climbing on our porch and walking around the railing at night on warm summer nights. I spent a lot of time sitting out there, and he would always stay at arm's length until one night I started leaving cat food on the rail for him.
Oh.
After a week or so, I had him coming up to me and eating cat food out of my hand and let me scratch his head. And then one day he was gone and never came back.
Brokenhearted. We are taking your phone calls on wild animal encounters.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space at K-Rock on July 27th.
All right. You have a story like that?
I got a raccoon story.
Let's hear it.
We were out hot, and I'm sorry, we were inside, and we heard kind of this noise. And I looked out, and we have a condo, and we saw a couple of raccoons kind of sliding down, like, the roof of the, I guess, the top part of our complex.
Right.
They were sliding down the roof?
They were sliding down. So they found a corner, and then they saw that there was an opening. So I guess, like, in the divot, they were each going down butt first, right? Like, there was, like, three of them. One went down, and then the next went down. And then the third one, I don't know what he was doing, but I guess he decided that he didn't know what they were doing, so he decided to go down face first.
Uh-oh.
And then halfway down, decided that probably wasn't the best idea. I don't know how long it took, because I was watching him like, he's an idiot. out of the three of them, he kept trying to go face first. I'm like, what? Just turn around and go butt first. But he just wouldn't do it. And it was just so funny, because I'm like, well, you know, there's always a village idiot. So I figured that's probably the idiot that I was watching, because I stopped after a while. I got bored.
Even raccoons have them. The one guy.
Yeah, he was stupid.
K-Rock, hello.
You pick. I got one that's a monkey, a moose, a dog, and a cat.
I think let's go monkey.
The monkey, my adoptive father was a science teacher. One of the science teachers had a pet monkey. They told me this monkey had been de-teethed, so it had no teeth, and that it was very friendly. I don't know what happened, but I made eye contact with the monkey. It made eye contact with me. Ran over to me and started mauling my knee, and I was like 10 years old.
Oh, no.
Started mauling what?
His knee.
He started mauling my knee. He had no teeth, but he had gums, and they were still cutting my knee open. So
he was gumming you?
So I start punching the f***ing monkey.
Oh, no.
Is that code?
And, of course, the teacher is freaking out. Well, don't punch my monkey. I'm like, you told me it was friendly.
Oh, my God.
This is the best story ever. How did it end?
Yeah.
I punched him until he got off, man. Then, of course, I was scolded and taken away, I'm sure, by my parents.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
I've been bit by almost everything, except for a snake.
If that's true, that's kind of on you. K-Rock, hello.
When I was 15 years old, my mom had a boyfriend who owned a leopard.
A leopard?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was legal in the 70s and 80s where I live.
Right.
And I remember distinctly it was during spring break, and he made me help clean her cage.
That sounds like a perfect spring break activity.
So I was holding on to the hose with, like, two fingers. She came near me, and he's like, oh, don't worry. She's not going to hurt you. She won't bother you. Well, she jumped up on the cage, opened the door, and bit me on the right arm.
Oh, my God.
How frightening.
It was so traumatic. And my parents, well, the boyfriend and my mother, lied to the doctor and said, oh, she's just clumsy, you know. She fell on some nails.
Really?
Oh, my God.
She fell on some nails that look like teeth marks.
Perfectly lined up.
No kidding.
Wow, that is frightening.
Protect the leopard at all costs.
All right, wild animal encounters.
800-520-1067.
We are taking phone calls on your wild animal encounters.
323 texted and said, my girlfriend's sister would always tell me how her bestie has a pet pig. She asked one day if I wanted to meet it, and I excitedly agreed to. So we pull up, and the pig is getting bathed in a kiddie pool. So cute. My girlfriend's sister told me to pet it, and as I was excitedly going to pet it, her friend from the inside of the house said, be careful, when the pig fully lunged and squealed at me, super aggressive. So I jumped back and ran away. I don't know why she offered for me to pet it in the first place.
She hated you. That's why. That is new from Cage the Elephant. Beaches in Tennessee. It's the world famous K-Rock, Kevin and Megan.
All right. We are talking about animal encounters, wild animal encounters. 909 said, I once got peed on by a tiger at the zoo. This would have been positive for someone who's into this sort of thing.
We started this topic about an hour ago about a guy in, was it Yellowstone?
Yeah, Yellowstone.
That was tossed into the air by a bison. He was a grandpa. He's okay. He had surgery. He's okay. But we are taking your phone calls on your wild animal encounters.
I usually pet sit around my neighborhood. And I have these neighbors, and they always see, like, these wildcats that are outside, squirrels or anything, and they think this both walnuts. So one day they were going out of town for, like, a week, and they're like, hey, can you see the squirrels in the backyard walnuts? So I have the walnuts in my hand. My dad came with me because I was still a little younger. and I had my fingers curled a certain way to the point where the squirrel started like crawling up my arm and was biting my fingers.
Oh, God.
And I was bleeding. So I was like kind of freaking out, but I tried to like move my hand or like push it back and it would not get off. So I just had to like stay there with the squirrel biting my fingers. That's basically it. Luckily it got off though and I ended up being fine.
Did you go get a rabies shot right after?
No, I did not.
Oh my God.
That bad.
Risky.
But it still was scary.
So you just stayed there while it was biting you until it quit.
I didn't want it to get worse because if I were to get more like aggressive with it, it could have been a whole different story.
You're amazing that you're able to have that kind of composure.
Seriously.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi. So I'm calling to tell about a story. When I was a baby, we used to have horses, and my parents told me that I had gotten out with the horses, and they were stomping all around me like all crazy, just barely missing my head and stuff. And
wait, the horses were stomping around your head but barely missing?
Oh my God.
My parents were so scared, they didn't know how to get to me. And eventually the horses kind of just wandered off away from me, and I was finally able to get back to them.
What the hell were the horses doing?
I have no clue.
They didn't like you.
I guess I gave off some bad voodoo, some bad vibes.
K-Rock, hello.
On vacation with my family, and it was me and my cousin, and we were, like, walking around this small town. We had been drinking and stuff like that, and then we saw, like, a baby deer. And so we were like, oh, my God, a baby deer. Like, let's go say hi. We went to go say hi, and all of a sudden, this giant mama deer comes out from the bushes.
Yep.
And, like, starts running after us. So we ran away from that one. And then later on through the night, after we escaped the mama deer.
Wait, there's more to this story?
We also encountered a stray dog that chased us down like 5 flights of stairs. And we had to run away from that one. And then the baby deer came back after, like, way later. We had ice cream, and the baby deer came back, and we fed the baby deer ice cream.
K-Rock, hello.
So this is about 3 years ago. We were out at Bass Lake. I was throwing my trash away in the dumpster. There was a bear literally inside the dumpster looking at me and, like, growling. And then he popped his head out, popped his body out, chased me down. I'm, like, screaming like a girl. So there was a park ranger right there by, you know, like, in the area had some bear spray.
Thank God there was a park ranger there.
Sprayed the bear. The bear ran off. I was still in, like, a fetal position, peeing my pants. It was the most scariest time ever. I just packed up my stuff, and I just went home. I was like, I'm done with this.
That's it. No more camping for me.
Oh, my God. How close was it to getting you?
Dude, it was literally, like 10 feet. Popped out of the dumpster, and I'm, like, scooting back, like, on my back and my hands, and then I go in the fetal position going, this is the end.
So you'd already completely given up on life when that guy showed up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I think these were some of the craziest calls.
Yeah, agreed.
About wild animals.
Some of the craziest
today.
People.
Are you right?
Who's the girl that just let the squirrel gnaw on her?
Yes, I loved her. So that's Ava.
Ava. Congratulations, Ava.
Ava.
Oh, no,
is she underwater? We have an underwater effect.
Hello?
Hi
oh,
there.
There you are.
Hey, congratulations.
Hi.
You are our winner.
Yeah, Ava, you're coming out to see Joyce Manor in the In-N-Out Burger Sound Space here at K-Rock on the 27th.
Yay! Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited.
Well done. We would like you to spend your summer at Disneyland.
So you can win your 4-pack of one-day, one-park tickets coming up after this on K-Rock.